Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen. All right, Josh, so on Monday, the Guthrie Center School Board met for their monthly school board meeting. How did that go?
Yeah, it went well, Marcus. We started off the meeting with a public hearing. We had a 22-23 certified budget amendment occur. The board went ahead and approved that amendment just with our increased costs. I know we gave some raises last year to our classified staff, $2 increase kind of across the board. And, of course, inflation has kind of increased those expenses throughout the year. So we made an adjustment there to our certified budget, and the board approved that at that meeting. And in discussion, our board talked about our air handling unit, just kind of gave them an update. Currently, we have a plan to replace 3 air handling units at the high school, one in the auditorium, one in kind of our office area and that band area of the building. So DeNovo Construction is going to go ahead and put together some bids for the project. And then we're going to start that process here in June. And later on the night, we approved our classified staff contracts along with our administrator and director contracts. And they received 3.27 increases in their salary scale, which is similar to what, or the same as what our teachers received with our teachers association settlement earlier in the year. And finally, our girls wrestling program previously is shared with Panorama and West Central Valley. It went extremely well. We have 10 girls that participated in that wrestling program. And as we kind of looked into that this spring, we decided to go ahead and hire our own girls wrestling coach and have our own program as ACGC. So next year, our girls will wrestle as ACGC Chargers. It was a great relationship between Panorama and West Central Valley, but it was so good. We have plenty of interest, and we believe if we practice there at the high school, we can recruit even more people and more girls to participate in that program. So we're excited to get started, and we'll be advertising for that head coaching position here shortly.
All right. And then Wednesday night was the Adair Casey School Board meeting. How did that meeting go as well?
Yeah, at the meeting, we went ahead and approved non-certified staff salary contracts and increases, which also matched our teacher association increases at 4.02%. So those teachers and those paras, secretaries, and transportation director, along with our food service director, all received that 4.02% increase. And the board also approved our TLC contract recommendations and extra duty contracts, just approving those individuals that take care of our students outside of their contract. So when you're talking about your coaches and your directors, coordinators, a lot of those positions, not only do they teach throughout the day, but they also take care of our students after school and before school, and they're greatly appreciated and needed. So they also were approved, and I think we're ready to go for next year. Finally, we had a few resignations. One of them was our current principal, Mr. Chris Douglas. The board also approved the hiring of Mr. Ed Dembesti as our next PK-8 principal for Adair Casey Elementary and ACGC Middle School. Mr. Dembesti comes to us from Atlantic, where he served as the TLC coordinator for the past 8 years. And we're really looking forward to having Ed and his experience come to Adair Casey and ACGC Middle School, Junior High, to guide us through the next year.
All right. And you mentioned he comes to you guys from Atlantic. You had also previously worked in Atlantic. Did you work with him while you were down there?
Yeah, Ed and I worked together. He was in charge of TLC, so, you know, a lot of leadership teams, initiatives that went on there at Atlantic. We were on the same, you know, a lot of the same leadership teams. So I know Ed very well. That being said, I know he's gonna bring a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience to our staff, which is going to benefit our students and staff and our community. So I'm really looking forward to him, his experience, and just watching him get to know our community and our families there at Adair Casey and Guthrie Center. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to learn and live. So I'm just happy that our kids get to have Ed and Mr. Dembesti be a part of that. And I know he's looking forward to that as well.
All right. And with just one more week starting, well, next week, you guys will have for classes and whatnot. How's everything kind of feeling there at the school buildings?
Yeah, the end of the year is here. Just thinking back to last week, going through our baccalaureate with our seniors and awards night. Just a great feeling there in the gym. Just that sense of accomplishment and pride. We had graduation on Sunday in another great event. And for our families, for our students, for our parents and community, just a great feel. And, of course, a lot of field trips for elementary students and junior high. We have state track today. You know, that's where we're heading this morning to watch some state track. So a lot of celebrations there at the end of the year for our boys and girls. And, of course, next Friday is the last day of school for ACGC, and we have a two-hour early out. And those students will be out for summer, and we won't see them again until August 23rd. So just a lot of things going on at the end of the year, but a great feeling. And I know our students and staff are ready for summer break, and, of course, it's well-deserved. So we're just looking forward to that break, too.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
Hey, thanks, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.